So going into this right now, the first thing we're going to do is take the outside of the triangle, which is team, mission, leadership. The reason mission is at the base of the triangle is because, in my experience, it is the most important part. When people come up to me and they say, I have a great idea, I often ask them, so what's the mission for you for creating this product? And if they say just to make money, in my opinion, that's not strong enough. Mission is made up of passion, of desire, you know, of this incredible empower inside of you that you will accomplish what you set out to do no matter what. Leadership is very much the same as far as mission. If I mentioned Diane Kennedy and Kim and Sharon and all this, the very important part of putting a business together was to make sure that my team, the leadership, was all aligned to the mission. For instance, when I met Sharon Lecter, my partner, I knew immediately that we were of the same mission, that the mission wasn't just to get together to make money. My wife, Kim, I knew we were on the same mission. Going into Rich Dad's Advisors, going into the different levels of the BI triangle, product, legal, systems, communication, and cash flow, each one of them has a different leader in charge of this sector of the triangle. But the most important part of the team, who are all leaders also, is that they have to be aligned to the mission of the company. So when Kim and I and Sharon got together, and Sharon asked, what's the mission? And I didn't even know her, but she asked me the same question my rich dad would have asked me. What was the mission? The reason I created the board game Cash Flow and was writing the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad was not just to make money. The mission, in my mind, was to elevate the financial well-being of humanity. One of the things that upsets me personally, like when people talk about mission, we talk about passion. And passion is oftentimes made up of anger as well as love, love and hate and all this. I love making money, but I really hated to see people struggle financially. I hated it when I saw my mom and dad struggle financially. So I knew how to make money. I love it. But also my anger, sometimes at the school system or the educational system, which teaches us a lot of stuff, but doesn't never teach us how to manage money, it really angered me, made me sad, made me infuriated to see people struggling financially. When I had my factory manufacturing the wallets and all that, it made me angry to see my workers making only $3 an hour and not having enough money. And what I decided, if you give them more money, it doesn't solve the problem. I said, we have to educate them. So when I got together with Sharon and Kim and all the other people you'll be hearing from, we all share the same mission, which is to educate. And we are all educators. What I say to people many times is that the first half of my life, I was like my rich dad. I was on a mission to make a lot of money. When I founded the Nylon Wallet Company, it was nothing more. It wasn't about solving any big problem. The mission in starting that company was so I could learn to build the BI triangle. But once I learned it, the mission was over. It was time for me to move on. And now I'm very happy that the work I'm doing right now fulfills a mission, a passion inside of me. But the team members as well as the leadership share that same mission. Without that, without this sense of mission, without this sense of passion, the problems in building a BI triangle, the problems in building a company, for most people are insurmountable. The other reason you want a team is that it's, you know, sometimes it's hard to go alone. As I say about my wife, Kim, when she and I were homeless, I could not have made it without her, being a part of my team. When I met Sharon, I realized that she was part of my team, that we were going to go the distance. I could count on her. It had nothing to do with the money, that we had the passion and the drive to build the BI triangle for ourselves, to take an idea, to give it structure, to create great wealth for ourselves as well as for other people. So every single one of us, in my opinion, has a million-dollar idea in our head. And the way you get wealthy is to really build a BI triangle. Number of times I've been criticized, people have said to me, they say, well, 9 out of 10 businesses fail. And that is true. In my experience, they fail for many reasons. One of the big reasons is that the mission isn't strong enough. Another reason is that no human being, they say no man is an island, no woman is an island also. When you look at the BI triangle, cash flow, communications, systems, legal, and product, none of us knows all of those points. None of us is an expert in any one of those areas. So when a person goes out and becomes a sole proprietor, the BI triangle is micro. In other words, if I start, let's say, a yogurt shop, I need a BI triangle. If I'm going to build a hamburger stand on a street corner, I need a BI triangle. If I'm investing in a piece of real estate, that piece of real estate inherently has inside of it a BI triangle. If I'm building McDonald's, inside of it is a BI triangle. If I'm investing in a stock, inside of it is a BI triangle. So when I'm analyzing an investment, a company, a business, whatever I'm doing, I'm looking at all these parts of the BI triangle to evaluate how good that real estate is, that business is, the stocks, the things are. These are the guidelines I have.